Congratulations! You just won a free iPod Touch! Psych!
Oh, Jeremy, that's just plain cruel!
Welcome to Kapow!
Last week, we put a poll on the Kapow homepage. The results show that 72% of people use a fork when they eat mac and cheese, and 28% use a spoon!
That's fantastic! This week on our Crazy Audacious Podcast of the Week, you'll hear about a heroic passenger who landed a plane after the pilot died during flight.
Also, we will wander the halls of Central Line to interview students for the iSATIS section.
Last, you will get to hear a sweet debate on the installation of school cameras.
I'm so excited! Let's get started.
We'll start with our current event of the week.
Doug White and his family were flying back home from Marco Island. However, this flight would be anything but normal.
White knew they were supposed to stop at 10,000 feet, but he watched as they ascended thousands of feet higher. He'd never been above 7,000 feet before in this type of aircraft.
When he went to check on the retired pilot, White realized he had become unconscious.
Conveniently, White had his pilot's license. However, he had never flown a plane this large. I need help! I need a King Air pilot to talk to! We're in trouble!
He radioed. Then he turned to his wife and two daughters and told them all to start praying hard.
White, at age 56, landed the plane on his own about 30 minutes later. The air traffic controllers told him exactly how to bring the aircraft safely.
Even though the pilot died, White somehow managed to land the plane.
It was a focused fear,
he said,
and I was in some kind of a zone that I can't explain.
The medical examiner's office has not yet determined the cause of the pilot's death.
Heartfelt thanks,
White said.
They don't make near enough money, don't get near enough respect for what they do.
What a story! It's so neat how things like that work out.
Recently, our school, and many others, have installed cameras throughout the building. We want to know what kids and teachers think of this decision.
First, we're going to talk to Mr. Bush to get a little background info.
All right, I am here with Mr. Bush to get a little information on the new installation of the school cameras. So, Mr. Bush, how are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for letting me have this opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah, we're excited. So who decided to install these cameras?
Well, this went back to a recommendation last fall. It had been brought to the attention of Mr. Ackerman and through the law enforcement, through Blythe Blumendahl, our chief of police, and said that, you know, there was some funds available. Would the school want to consider something like this? Other schools have gone in that direction. And through then a recommendation from Mr. Ackerman to the board, this is how they got it eventually installed into our schools.
All right, cool. And where did the money come from to pay for these?
Well, the money was made available through a grant that was given to our Lyon County law enforcement. And they had, I can't give you the exact amount of dollars, but a substantial amount that covered what cameras that we have in our current school. So we were fortunate we didn't have to take a great deal of money from our own general or activity budget for something like this, but it was made available through a grant.
All right. How many cameras are there throughout the building?
I can say in the high school there are 16, and there may be more than that in the elementary junior high, but I can speak for the high school grades 9 to 12, we have 16 cameras in place, primarily in the hallways, the commons. We have cameras that go to the outside, to the parking lots, to where the elementary would go to elementary recess. But those are the primary locations.
All right. And do you personally think that they have been beneficial?
Yeah, no question about it. It helps us when incidents happen at school that could be, we know, potentially dangerous either to students or thefts or situations that happen. It's, you know, we can get, you know, a firsthand glance through the cameras at what really happened, you know, what the truth was. So, yeah, I really think they've helped our school out be more safe, and help us to bring better justice to situations that we may not have always had the complete truth or the complete story.
All right. Well, it sounds like it was a good investment.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
Very welcome.
Now we're going to hear some students' opinions on what they think of the school cameras.
Bryce, what's your opinion on school cameras?
I think they're dumb because we don't really need them because we don't have that much crime in our school.
Oliver, what's your opinion on school cameras?
I think school cameras are dumb. They ruin all the fun that we used to have.
What kind of fun did you used to have?
Oh, yeah. I always used to study between classes.
Abby, what's your opinion on the school cameras?
I think they're good because if something would happen in our school, then we would know where the person is.
Wally, what's your opinion on school cameras?
They need to get them out so I don't get stopped by the people in the office.
Random kid in the bathroom, what's your opinion on school cameras? It's okay, take your time.
Well, I think they're a good idea because if I ever get shoved into a locker again, then they can find the guy who did it to me and then he can be punished.
Jared, what's your opinion on school cameras?
I don't know, they're kind of fun to be there and stuff. I don't know, I like cameras, they're fun.
Okay, that's a good answer.
There kind of feels like someone's watching you at all times, but it helps all the bullies out. Like, not helps the bullies out, it helps them not get bullied all the time and stuff. So, yeah, they're kind of a good asset.
Cal, what is your opinion on school cameras?
Well, Jordan, I believe these cameras really help to keep the bullying and stuff down and stuff like that.
Alan, what is your opinion on school cameras?
I think they're a good idea so people don't get bullied like Kyle.
Okay, Sean, what's your opinion on the school cameras?
I think they're kind of dumb and we don't really need them, but, you know, whatever.
How do you like being watched going through the hallways?
I'm okay with it. I got nothing to hide, so.
Kecia, what's your opinion on school cameras?
I don't know. As long as people aren't doing bad things, we don't need them, but maybe they don't trust us. I don't know, really. I don't really care. It doesn't bother me.
All right.
Those were some pretty good opinions on the school cameras, and now we're going to switch over to our ISATITH section.
So, Katie, what was your favorite elementary playground activity?
I would have to say Foursquare, because it's a fun and easy game.
Bryce, what was your favorite elementary playground activity?
I'd have to say football, because it kept you in shape.
Katie, would you rather have your eyes glued shut for a day or have a magnetic head for a year?
I'd rather have my eyes glued shut for a day, because I don't want magnetic things coming to my head for a whole year.
Jackie, would you rather have your eyes glued shut for a day or have a magnetic head for a year?
I'd rather have my eyes glued shut for a day.
Why?
I don't know. Because it'd be easier.
What was your favorite elementary playground activity?
My favorite activity was tunnel. Because it's just the best.
Joel, would you rather have your eyes glued shut for a day or have a magnetic head for a year?
I like my eyes glued shut for a day.
Why?
Because sometimes I see something I don't want to see, so I like my eyes closed.
What was your favorite elementary playground activity?
Well, I love standing on the line because I'm a big-time troublemaker.
Brandon, would you rather have your eyes glued shut for a day or have a magnetic head for a year?
Magnetic head.
Why?
Because I need to know where I'm going.
Mark, what was your favorite elementary playground activity?
Soccer.
Why?
Because there was absolutely nothing else to do that entertained me for that time.
Random student in the hallway. What was your favorite elementary playground activity?
Playing Foursquare.
Why?
Because everyone played it.
Michael Doyle, would you rather have your eyes glued shut for a day or have a magnetic head for a year?
Eyes glued shut for a day.
Why?
Because I wouldn't want a big head for a year.
Tony, what was your favorite elementary playground activity?
Probably playing football.
Why?
I don't know, just because I like football and everyone played.
Thank you. Mr. Docker, would you rather have your eyes glued shut for a day or have a magnetic head for a year?
A magnetic head for a year.
Why?
I like to be able to see.
And what was your favorite elementary playground activity?
Football, no doubt about it.
Were you good at football?
Yeah, back in the day I was.
Aaron, what was your favorite elementary playground activity?
Football.
Why?
Because it was fun.
Are you good at football?
No.
Then why would you play it?
Because I felt like it.
Jared, would you rather have your eyes glued shut for a day or have a magnetic head for a year?
Eyes glued shut for a day because magnetic head not work for me.
But then you won't be able to see.
So, instead of like walking past lunch and all the forks and spoons and everything just drilling your head, just drills me. It's better than that. And I can read Braille. It's not hard.
Do you know Braille?
Yeah, I know Braille. Who doesn't know Braille?
And would you rather have your eyes glued shut for a day or have a magnetic head for a year?
I'd have a magnetic head for a year.
Why?
Then that way I won't have to walk.
But then if you'd walk by the lunchroom, forks and stuff would hit your head.
I'd get a shield and I'd black them all.
Kyle, would you rather have your eyes glued shut for a day or have a magnetic head for a year?
Well, Jordan, I'd have to say that I'd want my eyes glued shut for a day because a magnetic head might be inconvenient all year. Because you'd always have stuff sticking to your head.
What was your favorite elementary playground activity?
Swinging.
Why?
Because I was like the wind in my hair. And
Ryan, what was your favorite elementary playground activity?
I'd say football.
Why?
I don't know. Because I was good at it.
Would you rather have your eyes glued shut for a day or have a magnetic head for a year?
My eyes glued shut.
Why?
I don't know.
You wouldn't be able to see them.
I could care less. I'm around metal quite a bit, so I wouldn't be good.
Sean, what was your favorite elementary playground activity?
Playing football, definitely. Because it was just fun, and we could just run around like crazy animals.
Kecia, what was your favorite elementary playground activity?
I was homeschooled.
Okay. Kecia, would you rather have your eyes glued shut for a day or have a magnetic head for a year?
Magnetic head?
Yeah.
It's like metal comes to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably have my eyes glued shut because that'd just be no fun.
You wouldn't be able to see anything.
For a day, that wouldn't be a bad thing sometimes.
Our quote this week from Bill Cosby gives great advice to parents.
Always end the name of your child with a vowel so that when you yell, the name will carry.